Our business news begins with a report on stock market losses. U.S. stocks opened lower today after Japan's market suffered a second straight day of losses. In Tokyo, a rush of sell-offs forced that stock exchange to close early because its computers couldn't keep up with the rush of transactions. When trading was suspended, the Nikkei index was down nearly 3%. We turn now to the BBC's Jonathan Head in Tokyo.
Good morning, Renee.
What was the cause of this sell-off?
There was a lot of panic among particularly retail investors here in Japan who've dived into the market recently because of the general good news there's been over a growing scandal about Japan's best-known internet company, a company called Live Door, run by a very high-profile, brash entrepreneur. He sort of symbolized a whole change in the style of doing business here in Japan. But his company was raided on Monday by prosecutors who are investigating charges that the company manipulated its stock price. There were further reports today of other possible investigations, and people have been trying to get out of tech stocks in particular as fast as they can. And because of the numbers of people who've been investing in the Tokyo stock market recently, there were huge numbers who wanted to sell, quite simply too many for the computer system here to cope with.
Now, Japan's currency, the yen, is also under a lot of pressure.
Yes, it's difficult for the yen to keep up its value anyway because interest rates are near 0% here. People only invest in the yen if they think that the entire economy and the stock market are going to continue going up. Now, it's done reasonably well in recent months, but once you get a bit of bad news like this, people are starting to bail out of the yen quickly and look for other currencies where they reckon they can make a bit more money. It's not clear how long it'll last. The overall Japanese economy is still doing very well indeed, particularly off growth in China. All the normal companies you expect, like Toyota, like Canon, the companies people have heard of, they're going to continue doing well. But for the moment, sentiment in the market is very jittery and very negative.
And then the likely impact on other markets around the world, what would that be?
It's certainly having an impact on other markets. They're all starting to feel a bit of negative pressure, but I don't think it'll be very big outside of Asia. The big question here is about Japan. It's been doing very well in recent months. The stock market's risen to about double its level of 2 years ago. And I think for the first time in recent months, investors here in Japan are starting to ask, how much further can it go? And the last couple of days, we've seen people bailing out very quickly. And the real question is, will they come back into the market at the end of this week or the beginning of the week? Or has the rally in the stock market here run out of steam?
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
The BBC's Jonathan Head in Tokyo.